Brian, welcome back, and we have Pamela from Lumen Photon. And I came across a really good idea, Pamela, to make it much simpler to add frequency.
Oh, good, great.
And I'll tell you what it is. Remember when Dr. Nogier did his research on pulsing the lights at a specific frequency, which is like the carrier frequency for a radio or television station? We call it frequency modulated. Let's not change that at all. Let's leave it on those same frequencies, but let's just modulate the light at specific frequencies. In fact, you can embed a whole bunch of frequencies. You might put 10 frequencies there, and each one is a frequency, a harmonic, say, for the specific minerals or other biomolecules you want to influence. So all you need to do is just modulate the light, so the light would literally flicker while it's pulsing at those frequencies. Just a flicker.
Well, it will flicker if it's pulsed at a low enough hertz, but all of the Nogier settings are basically too fast for our eye to catch.
Yeah, and it's not a matter of the eye. It's the cellular biology.
See what happens, I know, but
when you flicker an LED, what we're talking about is the flicker would have an effect in entraining the biological molecules and the electrons to create a harmonic resonant frequency that would influence the ion channels and the transport mechanisms. Because remember, the primary control system is the biophotons emerge from the telomeres at the end of your chromosomes. They influence the ion channel. We're talking about really tiny energies at really short distances.
Right. But that's what I was trying to say, is that the Nogier settings are pulsed in our light.
Right. But the lights are pulsed to turn on and off, right?
Yes.
They're basically on or off. But what I'm saying is when they're on, if there's an embedded frequency in the flicker of the LED, that might solve the problem. Real simple, too. We're not even changing the frequency of the background pulse. We're saying it's still frequency 3 for, say, the brain, but maybe we want to lock on to, say, 3 different frequencies of the flicker of the LED when it's in the on phase. Really simple. So, in other words, all it is a flicker of the on phase setting of the light, which is only on for a very short time, but that on phase flicker has a biological effect. Now, people think,
which is exactly how the lights are working now with the Nogier settings. I'm just confused. We're just talking about different settings.
Well, for example, right now, if you're on what's the frequency of 3? Do you know what hertz?
I do have it right here. 3 is 294 hertz.
Okay. So 294 times a second, the lights are on and off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When they're on, which is a very short time, we're talking about 1/294th of a second, we would have a frequency embedded in the flicker of the lights of one or more frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
That's all
we're
talking about.
We can certainly explore it, yeah.
Yeah, and that's how the body works, you see. All living things, it's the flicker of the biophotons coming out of the telomeres that regulate the ion channels and the active transport mechanisms. That's how life works. In fact, I'm going to have Bruce Lipton on. He just finished his biology belief book, October of last year, 10th year anniversary. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he talks about this, that what is life? Well, life is an interaction between the flicker of biophotons and the opening and closing of ion channels and turning on and off DNA. So life is a dance between biophotons and switching genes on and off and even coding and recording new DNA, a new epigenetic code. You can record epigenetic code in a thing called microtubules and RNA and what's called exosomes. And microRNAs and exosomes and microtubules actually record the nascent phase of recording new information to create intelligently recreated or coded DNA. In other words, there's a mechanism, like almost like a programmer in your DNA, to create new DNA code intelligently based on the environment.
Right.
So, for example, if you have somebody who eats a bad diet that's diabetogenic, it affects up to 3 generations afterward the changes in genetics that they pass on to their children, both their genes and their epigenes, I call it, their epigenetic influences, that influences increased risk of diabetes. Interesting, hey? If you make one animal, and this is done by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, deficient in zinc, it takes you 3 to 4 generations of oversupplying zinc to those animal descendants to be able to restore the zinc metalloenzymes to their previous Kmax, of their maximum enzyme activity of those zinc metalloenzymes. In other words, the actual enzymes are downregulated because the presence of zinc in the zinc transports are actually shut down.
Right.
So even if you're feeding them more, they're still not absorbing it, which is why we talk about energetics. When we do metatherapy with the Hunter function, with the metapathy machine, we're actually trying to change the biocircuit, so it's very tiny energies throughout the body. And they're regulated through the central nervous system. The central nervous system is not just the central nervous, it's the central genetic system, too. There's actually nuclei in the brain that actually send out biophotonic frequencies that make your liver still be a liver. And it transports down through the fascia and through the myelinated and non-myelinated nerve fibers to talk to the DNA to actually regulate these biophotons signaling back and forth to regulate gene turning on and off. So that's pretty cool. Now, when we look at this, for example, we talked about this last week, and I'll give you a little more information on it. If you have somebody that has ADD or ADHD, their primary problem is that there's three different groups of cells in their brain that regulate attention deficit. And what we're trying to do is increase the activity of the group of cells that will calm them down. It's the group two cells. It's called the nucleus gigantocellularis, or the reticular activating system. So when we stimulate it with the frequency 3 of the lights, we're entraining those cells to actually build up the electron density, to raise the pH, to raise the ATP and NADH levels, and the oxidative ratio and the energetics of the cells. So now the cells have the capability of turning on the genes to create the proteins and to create the neurotransmitters and to raise those cells that calm the brain down, so they no longer wander from one place in the classroom to another, grabbing things or bothering other children or unable to sleep or, you know, totally hyperactive. Now, so when you're stimulating skin or neuroectoderm, which is brain, they're very closely related. It's interesting. The nervous system is actually like folded skin. It sort of looks like it in your brain too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I think we got a connection problem with Pam, so we'll reconnect you, and we'll be back in a second. We're getting a scratchiness. So the theory then is, with Dr. Nogier, what we want to do is we want to entrain the tissues to bring the right frequencies back to stimulate the entry of nutrients and minerals into the tissues so the genes can be turned on so the cells can create the right structural proteins and the right enzymes. And no healthy tissue can possibly maintain health without the right, we call, biocircuits, which are frequency dependent. So, hi, Pam. Hopefully, hi. We go over the scratchiness, so we hope we have a better connection now.
So
the neat thing about Lumen Photon is so simple. I use it all at night, all the time. In fact, I'll give you an example. I can take once in a while my melatonin TR, and I take Calmline and Brain Mag, but I don't take any kind of drugs for insomnia because I'm prone to insomnia. Especially since the smart meter thing started 4 years ago. It's almost 5 years ago now, actually, because it was November of 2011. And what happens is that I usually use my MicroPulse device, and I put my Lumen on a couple times a night, especially over my eyes for healing my eyes. And it stimulates the eyes to reduce oxidative stress, to induce energetics, and so on. And what I do is a Lumen Photon actually helps to induce sleep. So you can put it. You can put the Lumen Photon pulsing at frequency 3 that will go not only through your eyes but your brain and stimulate the pineal gland to release melatonin. It's really, really effective.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, you want to induce sleep? Well, put it over your eyes and it'll go straight through your brain. You can put it in the back of your head too, because it'll go through 12 inches of bone, muscle, hair, ligaments. If we're in your abdomen, I mean, I don't think there's anybody so big that it can't penetrate through 12 inches plus of tissue, and somewhere in your body it can penetrate right through your deep organs.
Yep.
Now, the other thing it's going to do is it's going to induce pumping of your lymphatics. So if you've had, let's say, cancer surgery or radiation, or, you know, they've literally stripped lymphatics, and you've got lymphedema, this is also a very good treatment for that. So then frequency 4 is for internal organs. Let's say you've got hepatitis and you're trying to heal your liver. And you're taking our antipathogenics, you're taking things to heal the liver, you know, like mountain red velvet and omega fatty acids and anti-inflammatories and so on, trying to stop peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical. You need energetics. You need that tissue to be alkaline. You need it to be perfused. You need it. And as soon as you start using Lumen Photon, let's say over your kidneys, you start to normalize some of the major factors that regulate blood pressure. The research done at which university was it that discovered that if you put it over the kidneys, you're able to lower C-reactive protein?
Washington University.
Right. And so they discovered that if you're putting an entraining frequency over the kidneys, which is one of the primary regulators of blood pressure, your pressure normalizes. Isn't that remarkable?
Yes, it is.
So the primary organ that regulates your blood pressure is not your heart, it's your kidney.
People sure don't understand that.
Yeah. And you put it over the kidney, and all of a sudden, also vascular disease. The primary thing that forces and creates plaque in your body is not only C-reactive protein, high sensitivity CRP, but also PI-1, plasminogen activator inhibitor 1, which you can ask your doctor to do. It's a special test. You may have to special order it. But it's doable by all insurance, PI-1. You can measure other oxymarkers, too. I did them with Phil Broughton for years in Los Angeles. Antibody assay reference labs. And Phil would measure antibodies against 9-neuronal hydroxycholesterol and T-bars, oxidized fatty acids, and the presence of soluble ICAM-1 and 2 and other markers. And we know exactly what causes plaque. So when I talk to cardiologists or doctors who pretend they don't know, and this is disturbing because we're talking about doctors that are doing cardiac casts every Thursday, 15 of them, 12 to 15. They're doing stents, they're doing bypasses, and they don't know the chemistry that I know of what causes plaque. Now, if you measure a high-speed CT scan with a calcium score, it's more accurate than a treadmill or pharmacological treadmill test. And you can start reversing that plaque in your heart if you put a lumen pad over the chest. You take your nutraceuticals like full vitamin K2, Cardiovasc, Gamma E+, VeinOA, Elagic Acid, Omega Supreme Krill with Astaxanthin, our Nutrient Defense with the Anhydrous Catechin, Polyphenon, and lo and behold, you start looking and say, oh my God, the calcium score is dropping, the plaque is opening up, and we do a transthoracic or transesophageal echogram, and we say, oh my gosh, look, their cardiac area where they previously had a heart attack, the muscle is now completely regenerated, and there's a very tiny area of akinesis, and the person's healing. And do the same thing over somebody who's had a concussion. The first thing someone should do when they have a concussion, if they can't get into hyperbaric chambers, number one, get oxygen, and get a lumen pad on their head. Take our anti-inflammatories, Brain Power, and Cognition Plus, and things that stop free radicals like Gamma E Plus, and Nutritrala. But the lumen pad will stop concussions. You probably heard of that too, right, when they talk about the NFL?
We have seen that over the years, and now there's more and more research to support it, but we've seen it many times.
Another area that I want people to understand, when people are fat, I've thinking about writing an article I called The Zombie Fat Syndrome. When someone's fat, do you think the real issue is calories, or do you think there's something else going on?
I think there's something else going on, personally.
Right. Just last week, I got two or three people requesting, they want to know, should I go for this stomach stapling procedure or a banding or whatever, or should I take Dr. Bill's supplements? And of course, their insurance is going to pay for the banding and the invasive surgery. Don't do that, okay? Mm-hmm. What your problem is, you've got metabolism. Now, I'll tell you the metabolic parameters. Number one, their core body temperature is low. If you do a digital thermogram of their body, head to toe, you'll see that all their zombie fat hanging off their middle or their sides or their butt or legs or thighs is fat tissue that's maybe 30 degrees colder than the rest of the body. It's basically in deep freeze.
Wow.
It's not metabolically active, and the only time it's active is when it's sucking in more calories, and when the cells get a certain size, they just divide and make more cells. So this idea that fat people eat more calories, they discovered this years ago in the University of Philadelphia Obesity Clinic, one of the biggest in the country. They pair-matched people that were overweight from people who weren't overweight, and they found that the average person, to maintain their weight that's obese, if they manage to lose it in an extreme diet, which often will create nutrient deficiencies, and osteoporosis zone has to eat 25 to 30% less calories, or they'll regain all their weight. So they're firstly, number one, all hypometabolic. They all have elevated blood insulin levels. They all have elevated reverse thyroid hormone that if you take it, if you wanted to go into deep space and travel to Mars or some planet like Proxima B, 4 light years away, and you want to only have a few meals between now and your arrival in Proxima B, let's say so many months later or years later, 4 years later, mm-hmm. you'd go in on a slow transdermal patch of reverse thyroid hormone, RT3.
Mm.
It shuts your metabolism right off. Now, everybody who's obese has an elevated RT3 level. And you can do it with your doctor. The doctor said, I never heard about that before. That's because you haven't investigated. Now, I brought the test from Germany 36 years ago. I brought the test to North America from Germany 36 years ago. I was the primary person that brought it from the German research labs. It's available now in every lab. Now, how many doctors do you think are taking obese people and measuring their fasting and 2-hour PC blood insulin, not just blood sugar, or the level of glucagon, which if elevated is making them convert protein into sugar, and sugar is converted into fat. And when triglycerides approaches your fat cells, if you're high blood insulin, it's a one-way valve. It kind of shoots it in. Now, guess what? Lumen pads put over fat deposits take the zombie fat and activate them. So you're trying to lose weight in cellulite, you need to zap it with a lumen pad. If you got lumen pads, especially like the Dual 264, you can slap it over your mega thighs, your bulging abdomen, your underarm things, and zap it for at least a half hour twice a day in each of these spots. And you're going to find that while you're doing your exercise, which you have to do to raise your IGF-1 levels, you take our microdose and our Mountain Red Velvet, you take Force Colon, you take Lipoflush, that's conjugated linoleic acid, you take leptin metabolic to lower insulin resistance, you start taking glycemics to replace meals and snacks, which will lower also your insulin levels, and guess what? You start losing fat because you've lowered the metabolic parameters, but you've also directly energized the fat to make it from zombie fat to normal fat that can actually be metabolically active, and the fat can come out and be destroyed. So zombie fat syndrome can be treated because everybody who's obese is basically a victim of zombie fat. Zombie fat is completely different than normal brown fat around your internal organs, which can be activated by the autonomic nervous system and burn off. So if you have a lot of brown fat, that's good. But white fat's bad. Now, Force Colon and Lipoflush will convert white fat to brown fat. So when you do a thermogram on somebody, if they zap themselves with a lumen pad, for hours afterward, that deposit area is going to be hot in the thermogram. And it's not because it heated it up. It's because it metabolically activated. Interesting, eh? I think we may have lost her.
I just got back on. Sorry.
Yeah, so the zombie fat syndrome I mentioned is one where actually fat responds to the thermal effect of the metabolic activating effect. The same way as if you're healing a lesion. Let's say you've got psoriasis or you've had a scrape or an injury. Let's say a sprain to your ankle. You want to put the lumen pad over it, and you can put it on the NICO settings, and it's going to heal way, way faster than it would normally. You take our anti-inflammatories and Inflamax. You take tendon mender and joint performance to alter the tenosites. And you use a lumen pad, and guess what? It heals so much faster. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. It's very...
Anything. Skin lesions, sprains, strains, fractures will heal faster. In fact, you can put it right over the cast. If you've got a fracture, just lumen right over that cast. It's going right through it, and they go, whoa. And if they do and re-x-ray, they say, wow, you got a good calculus there. This looks like we can take the cast off now. We don't have to wait an extra week.
That's what they do.
Right, same as post-op. Every post-op area, whether it's plastic surgery, general surgery, dental surgery, should have a bunch of a recovery room where they have lumen machines all over the place to slap on your wound, on your abdomen, or your leg, or whatever you're doing. And it should be a post-op standardized treatment, shouldn't it?
It really should, because it makes a huge difference. It goes directly to healing if you can get the lumen on there immediately after your surgery. Tissue just starts to heal. And
right, it also stops the release of the pain modulating neurotransmitters like bradykinins, neurotenins, and slow-reactive substances of anaphylaxis, the inflammatory cytokines. See, inflammation is an alarm system. Once the alarm system sounded, you can turn the alarm off and the firefighters can fix the fire. You don't have to have the alarm continue to ring all the time the firefighters are putting out the fire. The body, if it has the alarm system on just long enough to marshal resources, it can turn it off and then you don't get damage caused by the excessive alarm, making people confused and screwing things up. Like that old series, that talking movie series years ago of the, where they would always drive their fire engine in crazy ways and have accidents and so. Well, your body does the same thing. So lumen pads heal, turn off inflammation, stimulate stem cells, and re-energize the tissue.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The range of different lumen pads is amazing. All the way from the little pad that I have by my bedside that's a good size over my eyes and face, to the 132 pads, to the huge pads, to the boot-shaped pad system. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, we like having different sizes. It makes it more convenient for people. And
the price range is really reasonable for this technology. You don't need to buy anything. There's no extra electrodes to buy or pads. If you take good care of it and don't abuse it, the LEDs literally last forever.
Right, it's true.
And they penetrate really through 12 inches of bone, liver, internal organs, head, brain, whatever. And it's safe. It's not a heating pad. You're not going to get burnt by sleeping on it like, oh, I'm burnt. It's not even a heating pad. It's a light pad.
That's right. And our equipment is, we price so reasonably because we structure differently than most medical equipment suppliers, and we don't have a big markup, and we still sell even our largest multi-pad unit sells for less than a third of what our original clinical equipment sold for. And we do that to try to keep it available as possible to people, because we believe that this is a tool that everybody should have in their hands if possible.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, I consider it like a universal light Band-Aid. There's other types of therapies. You can get a Rife machine. They're really expensive, and they're fussy. You can get a microcurrent device, but you have to go through a course to know where to put the electrodes and what frequencies to put on. Too fussy. Light pad, you know which organ it is, like, say, your thyroid. If it's thyroid, you're going to put it on frequency number 5, or your adrenals over your kidneys, or your sexual organs, 5, and you just put it on, press the on button, and you can decide the minutes, 15 minutes or 30 minutes. It's that simple, time and frequency. And there's frequency numbers 1 to 7 and NICO.
Yep, it is very simple.
Yeah, which I like. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, we do
now,
too.
Yeah, the let's go through some of the different sizes and some of the unusual sizes. You get sizes of dual pads. You have sizes that are really big for the entire spine, or somebody's got a really screwed up spine. You've got sizes of little pads that can go over, say, the eyes. The boot one is particularly good for people that get a foot problem, let's say diabetic neuropathy, or a slow healing wound, or one of the problems with peripheral injuries, like to the periphery to the foot, is the circulation isn't as good to the hand or other parts of the body, and it takes a lot longer to heal. This speeds the healing dramatically, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, very, very much so. You could literally can watch your tissue knit back together in front of your eyes if you're using the lumen after an acute injury, and you get it on there and just...
What this does is gives your tissues the permission to absorb the nutrients we give you in NutriMeds. So you want to use a NutriMed combination with the lumen, and you're going to get the right nutrients, and they're going to get the permission to enter the tissue and do their job, because the lumen pad's reestablishing the proper circuits and energy of the tissue. That's how neat. The synergism is amazing. You know, people get into all kinds of other technology, but if you just have our NutriMeds and the lumen pad, you go, I say, 90% to the extent of anything you need. You know, we can add other things like peptides from Europe and the Academy of Anti-Aging. We can add hyperbaric oxygen, which is the next step beyond lumen. We can add all kinds of other technology, but the lumen pad is so simple, it's fiddle-proof, isn't it? It's also almost indestructible. You can carry it in your car and plug it into the cigarette lighter. You can have a battery pack and go into your hyperbaric chamber. You can be traveling with it because it's so small and light. It's not a big, clunky machine.
Nope, many people do travel with them.
Yeah,
I take mine all the time in the car and when I travel.
Yeah, you can travel and you can even plug them into the power source. They're not a big drain in the aircraft. So if you've got a sore back or knee or whatever, or sprained, or you got a burn. The other thing is burns. Burns heal a lot faster if you lumen them.
Yes,
so
they
do. So if you've got a thermal burn, let's say you're cooking with hot fat or sunburn, you can slap your lumen pad over it, you know, apply some of our creams to the area, and apply your lumen pad. It's going to heal at an amazing pace. Now, for pets, let's talk about pets for a while. A lot of bigger dogs are prone to spinal and other forms of arthritis. Lumen pads are particularly good with healing animals. And they respond really, really fast, too. Dogs, cats, and especially horses. But any pets, even little birds. You know, if you got a sick birdie and you're a bird person, you can put a lumen pad in their little cage, and they'll probably hop down from their perch and go right onto the lumen pad to get healed, right?
I was going to say, they do like it. They will just go over to it.
Oh, yeah. They naturally are gravitating to it. Mm-hmm. Same with dogs and cats. They'll snuggle up if you're leaving for the bathroom to your lumen pad if it's turned on, and they'll steal it on you.
They definitely will.
Yeah.
And it is really good for the big dogs that have those joint problems and all kinds of different things. We had a husky that... got into, she had gone over to the neighbors and got into some antifreeze.
Oh, yeah.
And we were able
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Two radiation detectors. One, I'm actually, I hope when I get my thing, that unfortunately my staff sent it back, I'll have my radiation detector showing. So here in Vista, California, you'll see our radiation level with the radiation detector right outside my window of my studio. I also have one sitting in our bedroom. And I'm noticing something really interesting, which I think you can answer. This is a very sensitive detector. It detects gamma radiation and it detects neutron flux, right?
I'm sorry, are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Yeah,
we're talking about the Inspector Plus.
The Inspector Plus,
right?
Yeah, measures both.
So it measures alpha, beta,
alpha,
and gamma, and hard x-rays.
Right.
So
now, what's interesting is, because it has this amalgam, it's fluctuating from the high teens to the low 60s. And that means there's an amount of ground level radiation. Casino Nofre is now closed. There's basically no other reactors at all until you get to the Diablo Canyon reactor, which is north of Los Angeles. And unfortunately, that reactor is sitting on the triple junction of three fault lines, which is really not a good place to put a reactor. What's happening is people are being assaulted with scalar radiation from smart meters and Wi-Fi networks and geopathic radiation of energies being put into the Earth that travels along the lithosphere, the crust. We're being assaulted by increased ultraviolet light from the sun because the ozone hole is thinner and because there's more output of specific higher energy ultraviolet light from the sun because the heliosphere around the sun is being induced by gravity waves from deep space, by Nemesis, the dwarf star that's now into outer orbit, coming in hyper-elliptical orbit to the outer solar system in the Oort cloud. And then we have increased levels of the ionizing radiation from Fukushima Daiichi. This radiation, besides the scalar radiation, is cooking us from the inside with a combination of X-rays, high-energy beta particle emissions, gamma rays, which are really nasty, can shatter your DNA, and alpha particles, which can displace your DNA and your DNA codons. So the human race and other life forms are being stressed in our world. It's inducing sickness. It's inducing premature illness. It's inducing mutations and the more rapid evolution of super pathogens. Now, if you have some new updates to a lot of the technology that you have available for not only protecting yourself but also measuring it. One of them, of course, is I'm going to strongly recommend that people get the Inspector Plus. And if you already have one, get the package that allows you to connect it to the Internet, because I'm going to set up a program to actually display it on my site, webneutralmedical.com, so you can actually see it, let's say a map or a place where you'll actually see it displayed so you can see proper radiation levels. Rentz had a guy that was doing it, but he was only looking at one radioisotope. I think he was looking at gamma only, I think, which isn't really a good idea. You want to measure a lot more than that. And what we have right now is a situation where when you add the scalar radiation and the mineral depletion and the GMO foods, which are further assaulting our body, people's biology is breaking down. You know, if we don't have a nuclear war in the next 40 years, it's likely human biology will start collapsing because of the increased levels of polyradiation, polytoxicity, and epigenetics are being screwed with by things like cell phones that are more and more powerful, Wi-Fi networks, smart meters, and increased levels of assault of radiation on the planet just simply caused by the return of Nemesis, the dwarf star, and the change of solar activity output of the sun. So what new technologies or upgrades do you have got for either protection or monitoring, and how do they connect their Inspector Plus to their computer and then send the data to Dr. Bill?
Right. I want to touch on an important point that you made about the Inspector meter that you have there, that it is capable of measuring not only the gamma rays, but the less energetic beta, alpha, and X-rays. The less expensive meters will be okay to measure gamma radiation, and that's useful in a sense, but they're designed, because they're less expensive, they only have the less expensive sensor, which can only detect the highest energy radiation.
Right.
So you're going to miss the alpha and beta and X-ray radiation with the other meters. So, I mean, if you can only afford, you know, an inexpensive meter, by all means, get one. At least you'll have something. But if you can find your way to do it, get the Inspector, because you won't be missing all that other type of radiation. Different radioactive isotopes emit different quantities of the various forms of radioactivity, alpha, beta, gamma, and so on. And so you can have a gamma detector, you know, one of the less expensive meters, and be measuring and totally miss radiation that's right under your nose and contaminating your environment. All right, so that's number one. Number two, just today I came across a product called Demron Fabric, D-E-M-R-O-N. It's not a product that we carry, but it is a radiation-shielding fabric, much like lead or lead aprons that they might use in the hospital or in a dental office to protect you when you're taking X-rays. This company called Radiation Shield Technologies has developed this fabric, which is not quite as effective as lead, but not nearly as heavy or bulky. And so you can make clothing or sheets out of it, hats and so on. So if you're in an environment where you need to protect yourself from alpha, beta, and gamma radiation, this sort of material is available without having to put up bricks of lead around your body.
Yeah, and it's better than a tinfoil hat is what we're saying.
Right. And, of course, the tinfoil hat or aluminum foil doesn't really shield for
right.
this kind of radiation.
Yeah, I know. I'm just being sarcastic. One of the things is radiation is starting to affect human biology. If you, one of the ways to measure it is to look at a scanning electron microscopy of a cell and tissue, and you see certain ultrastructural changes in terms of ion channels or neuropores, or they're actually physically changed on the scanning EM if they're under stress. And you see it with both scalar radiation and ionizing radiation. Now, when I presented about 8 years ago to the old Watergate Hotel, the American Academy of Anti-Aging, a lecture called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, which I still have available on DVD, I talked specifically about scalar radiation, and one of the attendees was a husband of an environmental doctor from Ontario, Canada, and he came right up to me after the conference and said, well, there's no evidence that, you know, scalar radiation can cause damage, blah, 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 and said all this stuff. I said, really, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. And, of course, I started talking about the, you know, the harmonic resonant effect and the amount of the KEV is not the same as an ionizing radiation that causes, you know, make or breaking bonds, et cetera. And by the time I finished my line of questions, you could tell he had went from Ph.D., to master's degree, to bachelor's degree, to high school, to now he's in middle school. He really didn't know his subject when he was talking about scalar radiation. And the problem is even the ionizing radiation, they don't understand there's all kinds of different ionizing radiation. You know, ultraviolet light's not funny. Most people think just going out in the sun is just okay. It's not. Ultraviolet A will tan you, B will burn you, C will cause cancer, and D will cause death. It's actually very, very energetic. People don't understand that, do they? That's why, if you're a purist, even UV clothing is necessary to block some of the higher energy radiation from ultraviolet light alone, just from the sun. Right?
Yeah, well, that's right. And because the radiation dose that we're getting from all sources is increasing as time goes by because of what we're doing to our planet and what we're bringing into our environments voluntarily, you know, our cell phones and Wi-Fi and so on.
Right.
We have to start thinking about what am I going to do to reduce my exposure? I mean, we've spent the last 50 to 100 years thinking about, indirectly thinking about, what am I going to do to increase my exposure by creating greater and greater technologies.
Yeah, even just, you know, distributed power grids, which put dirty electricity in back into the ground, you know, with metapathic energies. So there's actually resonant frequencies going through magnetite in the rocks or through aquifers underwater, you know, into your home. Tell us about some of the technology for measuring these technologies and some of the things that can block it. And you've got everything from sensorizers inside the home for blocking the lower frequencies to, you know, walls that you can actually create a wall to actually block radiation coming. I did one from one of our neighbors here because I was having some bad insomnia. So I decided they won't shut off their smart meter or get rid of it. So I'm just going to put a wall of materials I got from you and then build a wall and actually block it and blow it and reflect it right back on them.
Right. It's possible to do. It's not that complicated.
No.
Materials come in the form of fabrics that you can line on a wall or even paint that you can put on the wall. And you can hide these with something attractive, whether you want to put paneling over them or drywall or
tent. We did. But then what we did is they put podocarpus trees, which grew like crazy. These were big already. And then we put Japanese honeysuckle. So you can't see the wall at all. But the wall's there. And then the radiation, because they wouldn't get rid of their smart meter, is reflected back on them.
Right. Sure. And kept away from you, maybe.
Right, yeah. Well, I was measuring it, sticking out our bedroom window, because we were on a higher plane, you know, about another 40, 60 feet higher. And it was coming out of the side of the garage. The radiation was coming up every 4 to 6 seconds at over 2,000 microwatts per square meter from the inspector, from the gigahertz solutions from Germany, a sensor that measures the scalar radiation coming from their smart meter. So when I talked to the people, including the attorney for our local power company, San Diego Gas and Electric, They tried to start telling me lies, and I start dissembling them. I like to do what's called an intellectual autopsy. I take my intellectual bone saws, separators, scalpels, and various other sharp intellectual implements to start sawing apart their arguments. And it's... that's why I beg people to be stupid enough to call into the show and try to argue with me. And I really want them to understand that I want attacks. But if you have a valid thing, you could be a great grandmother with grade three. If you've got a really valid argument, I want to learn. Or you've got a valid point that I may not have realized. Hey, did they realize this is what it's doing to my orchids, for example? If you put scalar radiation in your orchids, guess what? They don't like it. They start to die. You can't put smart meters and Wi-Fi networks and so on around orchids, so they start to wilt and they won't grow. Isn't that interesting?
Are you saying that they are especially sensitive, maybe more so than...
They're the most sensitive organism on Earth are orchids. The most sensitive organism on Earth that I know of is orchids to scalar radiation.
Wow. Well, that's interesting because I know orchids are popular. You can even get them at Home Depot and have them at your home. So
maybe besides your fancy meter. Now, what meters do you have available? Let's go to the ELF pollution ones. I got the one with a little square antenna on the top. I've got the gigahertz solution for scalar radiation. You got the one for the dimmer switches and radiation in the circuits in your home. Give us the names of some of these, because if they go to the link from our website to Less EMF, we'll get credit, of course, which is good. It helps us support our show. But they'll get all kinds of information. You guys are really amazing for, you know, connecting. If they need to call you to find out more about specific technology, materials to block, fabrics, measuring implements, all kinds of things that can help them.
Right. Well, we welcome them. If they want to call and get some information, we'd be happy to help. But when you do, go look for these couple of different meters here to measure high frequencies, the kind that Dr. Bill is talking about, the Wi-Fi signal, your cell phone signal, cordless phones, even leakage from your microwave oven. You're going to look for the meter called the high frequency meter.
Right. I got that one. It's a little square antenna on the top of it, right?
Green antenna on the top. Yep.
Yeah.
Very simple meter to use because you basically have an on-off switch. You have another control to control the loudness of the sound that it makes.
Right.
I mean, it's very easy. You get a number on the display. You know, anybody can see the number is getting bigger, getting smaller. And what I really like about this meter is the sound feature, which corresponds to the quality and the intensity of the radiation. So you'll notice that a Wi-Fi router has a certain distinctive sound. It's got like a clicking sort of tone to it. Or a cordless phone will sound entirely different when you go to measure it. And your smart meter, of course, will sound different still. It's going to be quiet, and then there'll be this very loud, very intense pulse, and then another quiet period. So the sound can guide you as to, if you're standing there and you're picking up a signal, and if you've got a little bit of experience with what different things sound like, you can tell just by listening that, oh, that's a router, or that's a smart meter that we're picking up, and then you can walk around and hunt down that source and do something about it.
Wow. So your cells, and by the way, all the organisms around you, including your plants and your little bees that are pollinating things, they can, in a sense these abnormal frequencies, radiation frequencies, too.
Well, sure they can. I mean, the cells are affected by these things in very subtle but important ways. Dr. Martin Paul has demonstrated unequivocally how this radiation affects the calcium gate channels in the cell membranes of our cells. I mean, a complete disruption of the control of calcium cells, calcium ions by the cell. And so now the cell can't regulate itself. It starts to produce toxins, which are self-destructive, which then circulate through the body and cause effects in remote organs. So this isn't, you know, somebody's guess or somebody's theory about whether or not this radiation is dangerous. It's well documented by now. It's been well documented since the 1970s. But we're now starting to understand the actual biochemistry of how this thing works, which, you know, is interesting and fun, but isn't really the important part here. The important part is that damage is happening and has been happening. And the more of this radiation that you get, the more of this damage your body is encountering. People seem to have some sort of a threshold to how much their body can tolerate. Some people can tolerate more, and some people can only tolerate a little bit. just like with anything else, you know, people who have a peanut allergy can't tolerate much at all, where other people can tolerate it, or poison ivy, or any other allergen, you know, ragweed and so on. And it's the same is true with electromagnetic fields. And at some point of exposure, it seems that you tip over this threshold that your body can handle. Whether your resistance is down, your immunity is down, you haven't slept well, you've been poisoned with some sort of pesticides or preservatives in your food or what have you, and then your threshold is exceeded by the exposure that you're getting, at which point you start to develop symptoms that you can feel. The danger here is that once you exceed that threshold, you may become permanently sensitized.
Right. What I've theorized is that the radiation induces electron leakage from the cytochromes, and it causes an electromotive mitochondriopathy. In other words, the electrosmog damages mitochondria. And the energetic metabolism in your cells to regulate the high energy molecules.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And Emil, could you mention a couple of the top products or new products or upgrades that you have available at Less EMF?
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. you know, many people have told us they're just not willing to give up their radiation-producing electronics, whether it's
right.
their cell phone or their Wi-Fi or what have you. They need this, the function of it or the convenience of it. And so
they're addicted, is what you're saying.
They're addicted. We've stopped trying to beat that dead horse of turn off, get rid of, or increase your distance. And we've made available some products that people can use to make those products a little bit safer to use. So if you've got a Wi-Fi router in your home, for example, there's a cage that you can put the Wi-Fi router in called a router guard. It's a wire mesh box, especially designed with a leaky shielding material so that the radiation is reduced by about 90%, but still allows your Wi-Fi system to work. It reduces the distance that your Wi-Fi reaches by about 50%, so you can't quite walk down the street and still get your Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But as you know, your Wi-Fi routers are grossly overpowered because you can pick up neighbors 3-4 houses down where...
I know it's insane.
No need.
I go on and I see, you know... all kinds of crazy things that people have for their router. One person in my area, and I'm in a gated community, calls their router, "I am a virus." Pretty funny, eh? And God knows who it is. I mean, but you pick up 6 dozen, I'm thinking, they don't need it. We live on acreages here. There's 12 and a half, 13 acres. Each home is over an acre in property, some of 4 acres. How the heck can I pick up their router if they're 600 yards or 800 yards away? That's not good, is it?
It's ridiculous. Imagine how much radiation that is up close to the thing where they're living. Ridiculous.
Well,
so, get rid of the router is my recommendation. But if you can, put it in one of these router guards and reduce the amount of radiation dramatically by about 90%.
Right, and your range will 50%. Yeah, what's the other?
Right. Baby monitors are another one. You know, when you have a baby monitor, you've got the camera or the listening device in there near the baby, and then you've got the monitor where the parents are. And both of these are radiating. These two pieces of equipment talk to each other through radiation. So you're radiating your baby 24/7, or at least whenever the baby's near this thing, and you're radiating yourself. And usually that means at night when everybody's trying to sleep, rest, rejuvenate their bodies. So now there's a baby monitor shield that you can put right on the front of the thing. It's transparent. It sees right through it. Does not block the view or the sound quality of what you're getting, but stops the radiation in that direction, out the front of the device, so that you, in the direction of the baby or in the direction of the parents who are watching their monitor, while still allowing the devices to function. So if you're going to insist on having it, put a shield on it. If you know someone who's had a baby or is pregnant and is about to have a baby, get one for them as a baby present, baby shower. It's a terrific, it's inexpensive, and it's a great way to make that product safer. By the way, there's for pregnant women who are concerned about exposure, there's a belly band that's shielded. Take a look. Visit through Dr.
A belly band to protect their baby from the radiation. That's pretty clever.
The fetus, right.
Absolutely. You'll be back next Wednesday, second half of the hour. So, hour number two. Back in a moment with Tim Alexander and his blog. We're going to cover a lot of issues. You want to stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow with an amazing array of new people. We have Dr. Bob Teal back. We're trying to get Roger Stone on the program. I just talked to him the other day. Amazing new revelations. And Leo Zagami will be back this Thursday for sure. You don't want to miss the Nutrient Medical Report Monday to Friday, 12 to 3 Central Time. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively. effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.